This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control if you want to. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So it's up to you. You may take the reins. 800-259-5791. You may also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find our listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can plot yourself. It's a world map, so you can see our listeners and where they are all across the world from I guess, Alaska all the way down to Australia to Taiwan. I mean, we've got listeners all over the place. Actually, I'm not sure if there's any in Alaska yet, but if you're in Alaska, go to map.freetalklive.com. We've got a few hundred listeners who have taken the time to put themselves on the map. And, of course, like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free.
I don't want to make any listeners paranoid, but one thing that I think could be cool, and I'm not sure if that, because I don't actually know this, but over the weekend, I was messing around with that guy who's, the other guy who I mentioned earlier, the radio show, and we were just on the stream, and somebody connected in, just at random, was like, I guess, exploring our site and just clicked on the stream to see if anything was on.
You were on the freetalklive.com stream during
chatting
the time,
back and forth.
During, like, completely off, off time.
Okay.
And I think somebody had just stumbled in and just was listening to what was going on the stream. And I looked. I'm like, well, who's listening? This is, crazy.
Spooky.
And there's a way you can actually look and see where an IP has come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I found the city, and I went, and I was like, I wonder if I could find out who this was by looking at the map.
Really?
Yeah, and I went and I looked at the map, and there happens to be, it was somebody who was out in, I don't know, it was like Michigan or something like that, and there was only one listener in that area.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I wonder.
No, one person mapped in that area.
One person, yeah, right. I'm sorry, yes. One person mapped in that area. And I know we have more listeners in that area, actually.
Right.
And, it was interesting. I wonder if this is that listener. Yeah.
There's no reason for them to be wary of that because only you have access to that information.
That's true, actually. Only, like, yeah, only
anybody can go
you,
and,
me, and, yeah. Maybe Torgo have.
Right.
I sure couldn't figure it. I might have access.
Actually, you wouldn't be able to do it. Actually, the only people who have access to that are the people with the passwords to the server. So,
I demand access to the server. Hey, here's some news.
No.
Some news from Washington, from the SF Gate. A new vaccine that protects against cervical cancer has set up a clash between health advocates who want to use the shots aggressively to prevent thousands of malignancies and social conservatives who say that immunizing teenagers could encourage sexual activity. Although the vaccine will not become available until 2006 at the earliest, activists on both sides have begun maneuvering to influence how widely immunizations will be employed. I think they mean deployed. Groups working to reduce the toll of the cancer are eagerly awaiting the vaccine and want it to become part of the standard roster of shots that children, especially girls, receive just before puberty. Now, I got to say that I don't agree that anybody should be mandated to go and get vaccinated.
I agree.
I think that,
as a matter of fact, if you want to see some trouble, try to come vaccinate me for something.
Oh.
I'm not taking any of your rotten egg yolk with full of dead viruses.
So I don't side with either group. Cuz each of these groups, whether it be the people that want the vaccine to be, forced on people, or it's the social conservatives that just don't want the vaccine to be around at all, I'm not on either side. You should be able to choose whether or not you'd like yourself to be vaccinated. I don't think the government should be forcing anyone to.
Oh, man. Somebody tries to stick a needle in me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because the vaccine protects against a sexually transmitted virus, many conservatives oppose making it mandatory, citing fears that it could send a subtle message condoning sexual activity before marriage. Several leading groups that promote abstinence are meeting this week to formulate official policies on the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. A battle plan, really, on how to do away with it.
Yeah, basically, the conservatives, as this article is labeling them, I don't know if all conservatives would feel this way. But
I don't even think that they should use those terms. They're so weird. I consider myself a conservative, and I consider this policy crazy.
Why?
It's nuts. You want to stop science? You want to stop the availability of a vaccine because somebody could be having sex? I mean, what's this do? This sort of vaccinates against a virus that...
Against a type of cancer.
Well, not a type of cancer, but in fact a social disease that 65% of Americans have. Isn't that right?
Right. Something like that. So it might be higher. I'm not sure.
It's HPV. Am I correct? I'm pretty close here. Pardon me if my facts aren't exactly right. I'm not a scientist.
The human papillomavirus.
Right. Okay. The HPV virus is, like 60-something percent of Americans in some demographic or another
I think
have
like,
this virus.
It may be higher, and I know it's something like 80% of Britain.
I'm sure if you chase down the right demographic, right. You'll be able to find even a higher.
To be fair, the groups that they're questioning here have said that they think it is an important health tool, but it shouldn't be mandatory. So I got to say, I side with them.
Well, I have to say that I side with anybody who says that nothing's mandatory.
Right. So they're not trying to ban this.
Okay.
They're just trying to prevent it from being mandated. That
I retract everything I've said.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. I didn't even get that from the article either.
Right.
So obviously whoever was trying to sell this article was writing it from a ridiculous slant.
Yeah.
Because,
normally have is two people trying to employ the people who try to employ the government in their particular
fashion. That's normally how it is.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And mostly people don't want to give you freedom.
I think the bigger problem, though, is in this case that this article is written by a reporter or a media who is slanting this, ridiculously, obviously slanting this. I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah, well, it's disgusting. And I hate when I come across media like this where it's just so obviously slanted. And
there's slants all over the place.
It is. It's very hard to find unslanted media.
Yeah, you can listen to Free Talk Live. We don't slant anything on this show.
We slant the heck out of it. Ours is vertical.
800-259-5791. But it does kind of bring us to another question, and that is, Reuters is asking, is the U.S. becoming hostile to science? In Washington, a bitter debate about how to teach evolution in U.S. high schools is prompting a crisis of confidence among scientists, and some senior academics warn that science itself is under assault. In the past month, the interim president of Cornell University and the dean of Stanford have both spoken on this theme, warning the dramatic terms of the long-term consequences. And then the article basically goes on to say that, these scientists have a real concern because now you've got intelligent design, which has reared its head once again in the school system, and you've got these religious...
That's a good
activists.
Halloween topic, too, because I really do think that that's a monster.
Yeah, you've got these religious activists that are promoting intelligent design as though it's actually science or scientific in some manner, and it's just not. It flies in the face of everything scientific.
Here's my biggest problem. You know, as a strong agnostic, which means that I believe that no one knows anything and it's not possible for anyone to know anything, what I find interesting
about God,
about religion, and maybe even I could extend that a little bit further, you know, because a lot of things could be argued.
Okay.
But that these Christians in particular, but I think a lot of religions, haven't come to the concept yet. It's like they're not quite smart enough to figure out that, hey, maybe evolution was a system put in place by God.
But what about the 6,000-year-old Earth? I mean, in the Bible, it says
Earth isn't 6,000 years old, and God wanted us to discover that because certainly God could have placed all the evidence for evolution on the planet and created it.
Not the issue here. The issue here is schools. Now, if somebody wants to believe in the Christian religion, they should be able to teach their kids that. If somebody wants to teach their kids the Muslim religion, they should be able to do that. If they want to teach them the giant spaghetti monster who created the world with his noodly appendage, they should be able to do that. But the fact is that what we've got is a screwed up education system here.
That's
where
true.
I, who have no children, don't particularly want any children, at least not today, am forced, at least at the pain of losing my house, to pay for the
government-run education.
What I don't get, though, is if you want to believe in God, I mean, in the current system, because we're talking about the current system, if you want to believe in God, I mean, why are you trying to teach a belief that's so separated from reality? If you really want to teach, if you want to teach your kids to believe in God, then, well, evolution, I'm sorry, is a fact. They're teaching science. They don't care about your God.
Yeah,
I agree.
You don't care about your God. You cannot make sense out of a socialist education system. There's no sense
to
this.
We're going to come back with this. 800-259-5791. The problem is definitely with government-run schooling. We'll explore that a little bit further. And your calls, if you make them, 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation. one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841. 3841.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything from the political to the personal. It is, of course, the Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. Well, that doesn't really mean much. We don't really have any spooky sound effects for you or anything like that. We're just doing our normal show because we're here for you. 800-259-5791. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find our bulletin board system with almost 1,000 people interacting, over 63,000 posts for you to surf around through, and it's totally free at freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Reuters reporting the question, is the U.S. becoming hostile to science? And, man, what you're saying, that the reason why we have this hostility towards science and the scientific method is because our government-run school system is totally corrupt.
I don't know about corrupt. I just think what the thing is it's everybody's opinion. And everybody should be able to educate their own child the way they want to educate their own child.
I agree.
Including the crazy fascist nationalist people that have the those two little girls that were so cute, you know, singing Hitler songs the other night that we were talking about. I can't remember their names. Something blue.
No need to promote them anymore. We already have.
Anyway, I think everybody should be able to educate their kids the way they want to. And if you're getting, if you're having to pay for something, you should have an opinion how it goes.
Uh-huh.
For instance, if I'm going to have my car repaired, I should be able to, you know, interject my opinion as to how the car gets repaired.
Absolutely.
And because I'm paying for it. Well, I'm paying for the school system, too. So whether or not I have a child in the school system doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not I, you know, how the education goes. I should be able to educate these kids the way I want because I'm freaking paying for it.
Right.
If I started my own school and with my own money that the government didn't steal from me, then I'd be able to call it, you know, Manwich's school for to teach children how to act like monkeys.
Right.
And I could teach kids how to act like monkeys, assuming I could get anybody to send their kids to my school.
Well, even though you should have something to say, you should have a say in the way kids are educated, since you are paying for it, you really don't, unless you're part of the majority. Because in our system today, it's the majority that rules, the majority of voters,
at
least.
Not with schools?
Yeah, the majority of voters elects the school board, and then the school board decides on what to do.
The majority of voters, that's
right.
True. But you got to remember that mostly the PTA and all that other stuff, the people that have influence, the PTA is definitely a heavy lobby
right.
for the school board, that kind of thing. These people, they matter.
Of course they do.
And
I think this is an issue, though, where a lot of people think that libertarians are loony on. Just absolutely loony. What? You mean you don't think that we should mandate that there should be education?
What about standards? Standards. We need standards. That's something you hear a lot about in school.
Well, also just the fact that they think, you know, a lot of people think that everyone should be educated and that it should be forced. And that when we started forcing education on people and forcing people to go to school, that it made this huge difference that the country was greatly improved because we started mandating.
Those people are living in a fantasy world because if you look at the numbers, as soon as the Federal Department of Education was created back in the 50s, test scores started dropping.
Well, the immediate thing
performance started.
The immediate thing that these people will cite is that, well, look at back then, you know, the impoverished and, you know, the slaves and especially the blacks and you know, minority groups.
In the 50s?
No, not in the 50s. I'm not talking about the 50s. I'm talking about, you know, when the education first started. Are you saying the 50s when they first started?
That's when the feds got involved. I think there was probably compulsory education in some areas of the country
right,
before
truancy
that.
Laws came into effect long before that.
Yeah, truancy laws were around long before that.
So, I mean, would you say the truancy laws need to happen?
No, of course not.
Right. So, I mean, I think that the fact that we suggest that there need not be truancy laws and that there not be, mandatory schooling drives people insane, you know, some groups.
Well, too bad for them because they're wrong.
Exactly.
It's wrong to force people to do things that they don't necessarily want to do.
And the funny thing is we really don't need these truancy laws because if parents took responsibility for their children, then I mean, people are going to want to get an education.
Yeah, well, if you've got a set of bad parents that aren't sending their kids to school just because, whatever, they don't care about their kids, or they want their kids to stay home so they can fetch them beers from the fridge all day or something like that.
Or they can
like
put
that.
Their children to work.
Yeah, well,
earn money from them.
Yeah, they'll eventually either have to send the kids out to go to work just to get them out of their hair.
And how useless will they be working because they can't
they
read?
They can't add. They can't do things like that. So eventually the kids will decide, you know, it'd be probably good if I learned a thing or two for myself so I could make a little bit of extra money and maybe get the hell away from these parents. I mean, I agree with you, Johnson. Eventually the kid will decide on his own that it's a good idea to attain an education for himself. And so I don't think that that's something that we really have to worry about. But nonetheless, one of the results of having this government-controlled education system is that the majority does rule. Yes, man, it's the teachers union, certainly heavy lobbyists, there's the PTA as well, but the school board is elected by a majority of voters. And so that means whatever the majority thinks is going to go. Well, right now in the United States, according to a CBS poll earlier this month, 51% of respondents to the poll, and they didn't poll likely voters, they just polled everybody. So 51% of respondents believed humans were created in their present form by a god. A further 30% said that their creation was guided by God, and only 15% thought that humans evolved from less advanced life forms over millions of years. So is it any surprise, given those numbers, that we now have this national push for the so-called intelligent design? I mean, these people are in control. These people that believe in God's creation are the ones who are setting curriculum. And so it's swinging in that pro-God intelligent design direction.
You know, the other thing is, because I brought this issue up recently, I went to an atheist discussion group, basically. I wouldn't call it primarily atheist, but...
Freethinkers.
And there are a lot of socialistic tendencies in some of these people. And, you know, I bring up the school issue, and people, you know, not only do they go nuts about that, but they also go nuts in that if we allowed everyone to have free education in school, well, they think that because there's control, you know, there's this Christian control of schools now, there'd be no atheist schools. None.
If we had a free market.
If we had a free market
system
in schools, then no, it would never happen. And this one guy was screaming at me, imagine if an atheist tried to run for public office.
Why would you have to run for public office?
I was like, what?
You wouldn't have to
try running for the school board as an atheist. You know, like just throwing out these ludicrous statements at me. We're totally unrelated.
The school board and public office sort of has a majority feel to it, whereas a private market thing.
I mean, the arguments are so unrelated. I couldn't, you know, I didn't even know what to say.
Look at people who have bumper stickers that are atheist type bumper stickers. You see the ones that are like the fish thing, except it says
Darwin,
science in it, or Darwin, or
FSM.
Any of them. I don't know what that means.
Flying spaghetti monster.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Anyway, the people that have these things, that just proves that somebody would, in fact, send their kids to an atheist school because they're buying atheist stuff. And that's what you're essentially doing. You're buying an atheist stuff for your kid.
Or maybe even if they had Wiccan or other religions on there, they might not want to send their kid to a Christian school. You know, that might be true as well. You know, there are some groups out there that, you know, if there weren't an option for a... You know, they would send their kid to a non-religious school if there weren't an option for their religion, you know?
It would seem to me that if we had a free market in education, there'd be all kinds of a variety of different educations that you could get your kids. You could get your kids the most strict religious education that you wanted to, or you could get them the most secular education that you wanted to. There'd be everything in between and probably things outside.
But there aren't enough atheists in my area. I'm the only one.
Move together with some more atheists, then, if that's what you're concerned about. Or homeschool your kids. If it's really that big of a deal, why are you sending your kids to public school where they're encountering all of this garbage? Like intelligent design. 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're just nodding off when suddenly... Don't you wish you could do something about these pesky car alarms? You can, and I'll tell you what... When we come back, Bobby Lycos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
If the monotonous whoop whoop of car alarms has you putting in earplugs and pulling out your hair, you're not alone. According to a Columbia University study, almost 95% of all audible car alarms are false. But before you take out your sleep deprivation with a baseball bat, check your city's noise ordinance codes. Many alarms are considered a violation and ticketable offense. So what's the best bet for automotive protection? Alarm alternatives such as pager notification, GPS tracking systems, and electrical immobilizers essentially provide the same protection without all the, pardon the pun, bells and whistles. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you take control at 800-259-5791, that's 1-800-259-5791. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have dozens of ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors who have sent us their picture. We put them up on our website, freetalklive.com. In fact, you have to get on the Shrine these days, you have to be validated, which means you have to take a picture of yourself or have a picture taken of yourself holding up some evidence that you listen to Free Talk Live, because that's the only reason, that's the only way we'll accept you into the Shrine, because we've had some people try to fool us before, and so this is the best way for us to verify that you are indeed who you say you are.
Try? You've had some people fool you.
Yes, before. We've been fooled in the past. Anyway, you can check it all out, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, to Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hi, Nick. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick in Florida going once. Nick,
yes, I'm right here. I'm
hey
right
there,
here.
Nick. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call and kind of help defend the public school system a little bit.
Defend the government-run socialist school system. Okay, go for it.
There should be, and maybe not like as such a strict requirement as we have now, but there should be some kind of requirement allowing or forcing children to go get an education.
Are children your slaves, Nick?
No, but
okay. So how can you force them? How can you force them to do anything? Are you a master? Do you hold a whip? You're gonna lock their parents in jail if they don't, right?
Well, look in the past. What happens when we didn't have an education system? We had children working in factories getting
there was an education. There was plenty of education available then.
You know, and I wonder about these factory stories if they're blown up a little bit, because, you know, you realize that socialists wrote our history. So what I'm thinking is that what if these children's families were, you know, what if their mom was home crippled and she couldn't go out and work and they were the only person going out to earn money so that they could have a little bit of meager soup at their house and eat?
Actually,
are you against people eating?
Actually, ironically, I've read a lot of things suggesting that the public school system is specifically designed like a prison with bells and times to get students ready for blue-collar factory work.
There's actually quotes from the original designers of the education system who were socialists that did admit to designing the system to turn out mindless
workers,
morons, rubes who would do the low-level menial tasks. How do you feel about that, Nick?
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, we need, it's better than nothing.
It doesn't matter that it's true because it's true. What you're saying,
an education system, we have nothing but serfs and peasants.
Well, what we have now is serfs and peasants.
We're not talking about, there's not going to be education. We're talking about freeing the education system from this mindless mess of people fighting over what needs to happen in the schools.
Yeah, do you like the fact that the religious... Are you a religious zealot, Nick?
Oh, hell no.
No, okay. So you wouldn't like it if, for instance, you sent your kid to the government school system and then they started being indoctrinated with religious beliefs.
They force everyone to believe in Christianity and attend a service or something.
I agree with you on the fact that church should be stay the hell away from anything.
Okay, you have a majority in the country. Why doesn't the majority have control?
They do have control.
That's how socialism should be, right?
I mean, right now they don't really have control. I mean, we're not everyone is being indoctrinated into Christianity.
Well, because they have to.
But it may happen soon.
The reason they aren't is because they kind of have to dodge around that whole separation of church and state thing.
Right, but it might happen soon. I mean, that's not separation of church and state isn't written anywhere.
It's not about socialism. Socialism and the separated church and state are not together in any way. So, I mean, let's be clear that these systems, socialism's evolved in our country due to unethical people. Whereas we were, you know, started out with, you know, natural law written into our Constitution.
See, here's what we're saying, Nick. We think that you should be free to send your kids to whatever school that you want to send them to, whatever school that teaches the values and the things that you want your kids to be taught, and you shouldn't be forced at gunpoint to send your kids to any school. I mean, how dare you suggest that people be forced at gunpoint to send their kids to school?
So you guys want segregation?
What are you talking about?
That's what you're saying.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, you want everyone to be in their own little...
You're assuming...
I want to hear what he means by that.
I understand what he's saying.
I don't know what he said because he hadn't had a chance to say it yet. What do you mean by segregation?
I could be wrong here, but what it sounds like is you want everyone to go in their little niche instead of making people go into one group collective and learning from each other.
No, you're assuming... Okay. Right now, everyone is being forced together into these little groups, but you're assuming that if suddenly everyone were to be allowed to go to their own schools, that everyone would separate. That's an assumption.
That's not true. People would go to where the best education is. So, for instance, like right now, Nick, if you want to go out and get a hamburger right now, you have 10 different choices. There are at least 10 different restaurants available for you to go and purchase a hamburger at. Now, you choose which one is appropriate for you based on the level of service, based on the quality of food, based on the speed, whatever. There would be different educational choices for which you could choose to send your kids to.
And largely, our college system is... free in that you can study what you want.
It's better.
You can study what you want. You can get a degree in what you want. You can get a degree in African American studies. I don't know what you're going to use it for, except maybe teaching other people Afrocentrist lies.
You could get a degree in the violin.
But you can do that. And do you think that our university system is segregated and whatever it is, bad things that you're imagining for the public school system?
Well, no, not really, but at the same time, a base education system, an elementary system, a lot of people can't afford the nice colleges.
I believe it's legal for private schools if they wanted to have, like, a men-only school, a whites-only school. They could do it legally
now. He brought up the issue of poor people. And, Nick, remember that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but government-run school systems tend to cost at least twice as much as private education systems. So, for instance, around here where we're doing the show from, it's about $9,000 a year is what the government spends per pupil versus about $3,500 or $4,000 a year for a privately run high school. So, therefore, the prices would actually be lower. And if we actually had a totally free market system, competition would probably bring prices down further. In fact, I would bet there would still be free schools with sponsorships, for instance, with people in the community, altruistic people, who are just ponying up millions of dollars to help send poor kids to school.
Well, also, look at the University of Florida. I mean, people go out and buy that university's stuff on just hand over fist so that they can help that school.
Also, guys, correct me if I'm wrong on the whole segregation thing. Didn't the segregation of schools happen under a government school system? And a huge market uprising of people who wanted their kids to be able to go to schools together to rise up against the government in order to make schools unite into black and white schools?
Segregation was a government-enforced law. The people, the trains, the buses where Rosa Parks sat down.
No, government.
Government forced those operators to segregate their buses. So in a market system, Nick, people are likely to get together with one another because one person's going to come up with a good idea as to how to teach, and that idea is going to spread. In the market, what works is what gets rewarded. In our current system, failure is rewarded. Bad teachers are retained. I mean, did you go to school in a government-run system?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember having the bad teacher that would never get fired, no matter how bad they were?
Jumped around from school to school, so...
Okay, so you didn't go long enough. There's always teachers like that.
And so did the teacher that was bad, too,
by
the way.
There's always teachers like that in every school. And every time I was in each school that I was in, there was always some sort of an uprising by the parents saying, we need to get rid of this teacher! They're terrible! And, of course, the staff could never do anything about it because the teacher had tenure. They would never get fired. Bureaucrats are never canned from their jobs. So we need to seriously look at some changes, Nick, and we appreciate you exploring them with us. Call us again sometime. 800-259-5791. Diego wants to talk about privatization and your calls as well. If you make them, we'll slip you in here before 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's your show. You take control of the phones and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
From the political to the personal, 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. The last 6 days are right there. Oh, wait. 6 months. Correction.
Six months
for free on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com.
How do you fit all those archives on the front page?
Very carefully. Let's go to the phones to Diego in Philadelphia. Diego, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's happening?
First, I want to say I really enjoy listening to your show overnight, but there's a couple of things that you guys keep on saying that I don't agree with.
Okay.
And
great.
One of those would be you guys keep on saying that, yeah, we should privatize the police. And I'm wondering, how would you keep that from turning into a mafia-style business or a monopoly where it wouldn't be good either way?
Well, it already is a monopoly.
Just to
right.
be clear, Diego, I don't say that.
Yeah, Manwich doesn't agree. Manwich is on your side. He thinks that we should have a government-run police system.
Personally, I think that there's no other way to do it.
Here's how I'll say that we keep it under check. All right, first of all, we allow everyone in the country to have their own firearms to defend themselves with, all right, which is, you know, we have that right, and that right would be protected by the Constitution of the United States. Then if we had private police forces, we'd have a lot of them. We'd have a lot of different private police forces. So if one private police force got out of hand and the people of the town really didn't like it, they'd call in a private police force from another town to take care of the problem.
Well, there's also, you know, there's other ideas as well. And
there are other ideas. That's just mine.
Yeah, it's just me and you here, Johnson, I mean, thinking about ideas. But, right. I mean, if we had a marketplace coming up with ideas for protection services, we'd have all kinds of different neat ideas about how people could stay protected. So, so Diego, do you think it's impossible that we could have private police forces, or are you just afraid of the idea?
No, I wouldn't say that I'm scared of it, but I'm saying that I think the potential for it to become, you know, just a criminal organization where it wouldn't really
what
care.
What makes you think that our current police aren't a criminal organization?
Well, I'm not really denying that fact.
Have you ever met any police officers before on the street? Have they ever harassed you before? Have you ever heard of any of the corruption stories that goes on behind the scenes? I mean, we basically have a monopoly criminal organization.
They have very nice pressed uniforms, though.
Yes, they do have nice uniforms.
Now, what I'd like to be clear is
forcing women to give them oral sex, stealing drugs, stealing money from people,
selling drugs,
killing people in their homes without any sort of reason,
blowing dogs' heads off because they were jumping around in a field.
Diego, a much more middle-of-the-road libertarian stance would be if we get rid of the drug war and if we you know, and we leave cops to handling law enforcement instead of vice crimes, that you'll see a much less corrupt
That's
police,
true. That's an easy
department.
Step. We could easily end the war on drugs and make a big difference in the
right.
amount of corruption.
I don't think I'd have so much of a problem with the police force. So, I mean,
that's true. They'd earn my respect back, I think, if they weren't enforcing the war on drugs or arresting prostitutes and that sort of thing. How do you feel about that, Diego?
Yeah, I guess you guys definitely cleared things up and made a lot of sense in there. Because, you know, I've been hearing for about 2 weeks on the show, and all I keep hearing is, yeah, let's privatize it. So that's really just what I was wondering.
I think privatize has sort of become a dirty word as well. It's one of those words like capitalist.
We prefer the word marketize.
Yeah, marketize, free marketize. I think that's a little bit.
Well,
we like to make up our own little language.
Well, if they can make up their own definitions, we can make up our own language. Why not?
Hey, come on. The right and the left do it constantly with their conservative and their liberal and their progressive. So, I mean, what? Progressive to what? Slavery?
Yeah, progressive towards socialism. So, Diego, so do you agree that we should end the war on drugs?
Absolutely, 100%.
I agree with that. And you know, if they were just focusing on real violent crime, like busting bank robbers and rapists and murderers, then maybe I think the police would gain some respect back from the people, and maybe people wouldn't call them pigs, maybe people wouldn't be afraid of them as they drove by, and maybe we'd all feel a little bit differently, and then maybe Free Talk Live would shut up about wanting to totally privatize them, because really, my problems with the police all stem from their enforcement of prohibition. Great call, Diego. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791 to George in Washington, D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
I just started my new shift in the morning.
Okay.
And
this is TSA, George, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, they just announced a new, lovely new draconian addition to the SOP.
What? Standard operating procedure. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, basically, if you get travel with more than $10,000 in cash, even if it's domestic, we gotta talk to our supervisor so they can send DEA or FBI to talk to the guy.
Yep. Oh my God!
I'm surprised that hasn't been already. A
yeah.
Rule.
Yeah.
Hey, and try to walk on with $9,000.
That policy. That policy.
See if you don't have a little trouble.
That policy existed before, I'm sure, but it was just off the record. I mean, now it's just on the record.
Well, basically, it used to be just if you're like leaving internationally.
I see.
How many people are wandering around the country with a suitcase or whatever, full or like a duffel bag, like full of wads of, you know, 20s, 100s,
well,
whatever? Well,
it's going to be a problem in Vegas and Atlantic City. If you think about it,
stop at a bank, convert it to credit, you know, deposit it in an account. I mean, who walks around with $10,000?
$10,000 is only $100 bills.
Yeah, and still, I mean, that's
not a huge wad of cash.
I guess, right. You can wrap that up in a rubber band, but still, it seems like.
Yeah,
if you can wrap it up in a rubber band, you know where to put it if you're going on a plane. They're asking some questions.
George, thanks for the update, man. Keep us informed, dude, and enjoy the bureaucracy. 800-259-5791 to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. First, your archives. Do you know the little description you give of each show? Is there some way to download all your descriptions that go way
yes,
back?
Yes, in our month-long archive, we have zip files of an entire month's worth of shows now on the website, and inside those zip files, there are an entire listing of all of the
show descriptions.
Is it like
a text file or something?
Yeah, a text file with all the show descriptions. Gene, I know you want to talk about school, so hang on, buddy. 800-259-5791. That's right, 6 months worth of archives right there on the front page of the website.
That's a lot of value.
Yeah, freetalklive.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain in the show, but maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-5791. We'll try and slip you in here. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
Dan Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. When there's something to announce about the show, we'll send it to you via the updates list. And, of course, you can also get on board with us on the AMP program. Maybe you like the fact that we're giving you 6 months of archives now on the front page of the website. Well, consider supporting us voluntarily. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Pony up $3 a month. That's all it takes. We take that $3 a month and turn it right back around into advertising the show. So therefore, we can get more radio stations carrying the show. We can get more people listening to us via their MP3 players. And your $3 a month makes a big difference for us. And it's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. But if you can, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And as an added bonus, we've got these little kind of rewards that we're going to give out on our way to our final goal with the AMP program. Once we reach our final goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time. by 25%. We'll cut back literally 4 minutes an hour of commercials out of the show and put show in its place. So get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. To Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mailich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
About this education thing.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing you guys harp on your conspiracy theories and all this stuff about how you think that communists are trying to do something to our kids and trying to control our education. Now, you know, you guys are just a bunch of conspiracy kooks. That's what you are.
Oh, Gene. It's true. We all love our own particular conspiracies, Gene.
It's true. You guys are conspiracy kooks.
Now, Gene, you are being silly, and you're making a good point while you're being silly, but you would have to agree that there definitely were socialists and communists behind putting the government-run education system together.
Well, no, I'm taking the opposite position here just to be facetious because I've been saying this kind of stuff all along, but you guys are the ones that's been wagging your fingers at other people that are saying similar things regarding
other
topics.
No, Gene, we're wagging our fingers at the people that are claiming there are planes dropping chemicals on people from the sky, the idea that there are, some sort of weather modification programs, just the total
politicians dancing in grass
whack jobs.
Well, now, see, every one of those things that you mentioned, there is some evidence that certain experiments have been taking place.
Some evidence by some crackpot weatherman, one meteorologist
country. No, the government has definitely sprayed things into the atmosphere. Now, a lot of it has to do with barium salt.
No. I'm sorry. I have to back him up on this. Absolutely. There are certainly very small, isolated cases there are some talk radio show hosts out there who use these isolated cases and then make broad sweeping statements like it's things that are happening all the time. I'm sorry, you can't cite one case and say that it's like, this is universal, it's happening everywhere, chemtrails are proof, because one instance happened somewhere in, like, middle of nowhere.
I agree with you on that instance, but the fact is that they do spray things in the atmosphere. They do.
Okay.
They do some germ warfare stuff where they spray bacteria.
And, Gene, it's totally irrelevant. I mean, even if it's true, and I'm taking your word for it that it is, it doesn't matter, because when we get the government back down to size, there's no way they would possibly be spraying chemicals in the air, because they'd be a small, controlled government. And you would agree with that. We should definitely cut the government down to size, right, Gene?
I think the government should be cut out of the picture.
Well, I agree with you totally. Thanks for the call, man. And we're going to be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. See, that's why all of the conspiracy crackpot stuff, irrelevant. Just get the government out of our lives, and then none of it matters anymore. And then we can just do whatever we want, and as long as we don't hurt anybody else. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, you join us online at freetalklive.com. Have a good night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.